Nancy McCall, NANCYMCCALL, 211-40. 83-year-old woman, originally from Midland, Texas, now lives in Houston, never been married. ZZEE is her caretaker, who tells me that she's been doing quite poorly. She's bedbound, total ADL dependent, incontinent, patient had a fall recently, has been much more confused. She's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. She's no longer able to get out of bed. She's has had a history of dementia for some time, has been on Aricept to no avail. Period. Patient complains of shortness of breath, weakness. She uses oxygen because of hypoxemia, most likely related to her hyperventilation and obesity. Has edema of the lower extremity with the history of COPD and shortness of breath with activity, but she no longer has any activity, trace edema, and debility, period. Mom and dad both died of old age. She cannot recall what they died of. She's very confused. She's no longer oriented to person, place, or time once again. Allergy, none. Smoking, has never had a sense of history of smoking or drinking as far as the caretaker knows. Medication, Aricept, 5 milligrams a day, Norvasc, 5 milligrams a day, which was increased to 10 milligrams per medical director today because of the fact that her blood pressure remains elevated at 160 over 90 and has been up for a while. She also takes Lamictal, 200 BID, stool softener, Neurontin, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets a day, Norco, 10, 325 every 6 hours, fish oil, Flexeril, 10 milligrams twice a day, and vitamin 10,000 international unit daily. Surgery, patient cannot recall any surgery, but she has not had any recent surgery that we know of. COVID and flu immunization is up to date. Allergy, none. Medical problems, CHF, right-sided heart failure, COPD, very advanced, very end-stage dementia, diabetes, DJD, rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension. She no longer taking any medication for her diabetes because her blood sugar is stable. And, of course, advanced dementia. Last hospitalization was with a UTI last year and has had multiple UTIs recently. On exam, blood pressure 160 over 87, blood pressure medication already adjusted, 65 pulse, 93 oxygen, 2 liters, and a febrile. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremities shows trace edema. Assessment, 84-year-old woman with advanced dementia, now total bedbound, ADL dependent, incontinent, no longer oriented to person, place, or time. Period. Nipergat patient has had numerous falls, has not had any, and is now totally bedbound. Is not allowed to get up by the caretaker. Period. She also has multiple urinary tract infections in patients with advanced dementia. Period. She uses oxygen because of her obesity, hyperventilation, and I suspect patient has sleep apnea. Period. Her seizures controlled with Lamictal, and her pain is controlled with the help of Norco and Flexeril. Period. Nipergraf hypertension needed to be addressed today, so the blood pressure medication was increased per hospice medical director via a copy of this visit. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman with advanced dementia. Also put corpulmonary. Right-sided heart failure related to end-stage COPD and sleep apnea, and most likely pulmonary hypertension. Thank you.